Here to the 7th annual family, Raton family tent meeting, something like that. I get it all mixed up. My husband just told me, don't worry, you never have a loss of words. Unfortunately, so I am going to try and choose my words wisely tonight. The problem I have when you've been on this earth as long as I have been, you have too many things you want to share. The Lord has been so good to me, and I've been a Christian since I was 4.5 years old, and that's hard to imagine a 4-year-old knowing the difference, but when you're a preacher's kid and you're in church all the time, you're just kind of marinated in God's Word, and it just seemed the right thing to do, and I'll never regret making that decision. And later in life, I had some pretty hairy childhood times that I won't even give the devil the joy of me talking about, but God had the victory. And what's odd is the way I dealt with this abuse was I buried it and I tried to forget it. And I can't remember anything before I was 8 years old, except the day I gave my heart to Jesus. And I can remember that. And so it was a wonderful day. I remember my daddy baptizing me and me coming up out of the water, and I felt so clean. I felt like I was sparkling. And I even tingled, you know. It was just a wonderful time. But since then, I've had grandchildren, and so I'm going to start out with the grandchildren story. And Hannah's here, so she can get embarrassed, but she's heard it before. And and no, it's really a sweet story. Our scripture tonight is Philippians 3:14. It's been all week. And I've heard about people pressing on. I mean, everybody's talked about how they're different. Their different take on this scripture. And that's why I think God calls his word the living word of God. Because it doesn't really change, but it can metamorphosize into something you need. And it'll be the same today, yesterday, and forever, but I can read it 400 times and get something different out of it. And so I'm going to read it. It says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Well, I was thinking about that today. I was thinking, you know, we've done lots of pressing since we started this revival. And one day I was pressing into God, just trying to seek what he wanted from me. And I was having some heartache, and it seemed pretty devastating. And he just gave me a flashback of this time when Hannah was not much older than little Lacey Rose. And she and her granddad had always had this little ritual that, I mean, even before she could walk or talk, when he came into her presence, he grabbed her, swung her around, gave her a kiss on the cheek. Munchie! How's granddad's munchie? And when she got old enough that it didn't scare her, he'd throw her in the air, and she'd giggle. Well, one day, Misty was a little bit late getting to work because she had these little kids that she had to get chaps and spurs and neckerchiefs and cowboy hats and boots and everything just right and little snacks and toys to entertain them and all that. So she was a little bit late to work, but John never waited on us if we were late. So he had cows in the chute with whoever was there and vaccinating them all and everything. And so Misty shows up and plops Hannah down in the back of the pickup. And this was the flashback I had. She plops her down the back of the pickup on the spare tire with the ice chest in front of her that had the vaccine in it. And John was hurrying from the chute to the vaccine bucket and refilling his guns and back to the vaccine. And she was watching. And in a little bit, she took his face in her sweet little hands whenever he bent down over the ice chest. And she wasn't condemning or condescending or angry or anything like us adults would be, put out and just insulted, you know. She just took those sweet little hands and took his face and said, "Granddad, did you know I was here?" And she looked like a little cowboy doll. I'm not kidding. A little cowgirl doll. He drops that syringe. I thought it was going to break. Takes her in his arms, swings her around, does his little ritual. Tears streaming down his face. But her little face over his shoulder was the face of total satisfaction. And so God brought this flashback to my mind. It was actually kind of a vision. And he started talking to me, and he said, "Did you know I was here?" And I was thinking about all the times that we get busy, or we are so, you know, on such a pity party or something, that we don't even realize the way he's loving us and the way that he's asking us, "Would you have this dance with me?" Or he asks us, "Look at the rainbow I put in the sky for you today, because I knew you were blue and I knew you needed a lift." Or for you men, you know, you don't understand dancing and stuff like that, but he loves you the same way. And there'll be days that every single thing will just go perfect. And that's not by accident. That's God's favor. He's showing you that he's here. And he was asking me, "Did I know he was here?" And so I was thinking about the scripture, and I was thinking, we need to press in to God's love. We need to press in to his arms. And then we'll be prepared to run the race. If we don't have the one that loves us with love that is so indescribable, it's unbelievable. There is no love like it. If we don't press into that love, then we're not equipped for the race. And so I wanted to point out some scriptures to you. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. I believe it was already read once during the revival, but it's worth reading again. It says, well, it starts in 22. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. And that's all he wants us to do, is to know that he's there. And he will give us new mercies every morning. And that's another thing he can give the men that's not quite so romantic as a dance or a date or a flowers or whatever. But anyway, then the other scripture I had was another gift that he gives men and women alike. I think he likes to show you men flowers and rainbows. It's whether you like to talk about it or not. Yeah. But the Nehemiah scripture is in, let me see, it's over this way, I think. Nehemiah 8:10. And I like the end of it, but he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." That's another one of the gifts that God gives us, is his joy. When we can't find joy anywhere else, he can give us his joy. If we can just meditate on what he is for us and to us, then we have strength. And it's strength that will withstand anything. And I'm here to tell you from experience, that is the truth. Then the other scripture I wanted to read was Zephaniah 3:17. I don't know how the men feel about the idea of God singing over us, but the first time that verse hit me, I'm thinking, "Oh, God Almighty singing over little old me? I mean, that's got to be better than choirs of angels in heaven." It's just wonderful. But Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." So if you need to be quieted, let the Lord love you. If you need to be sung to, let the Lord sing to you. And I'm going to have to get mics. I didn't have to carry so many Bibles, so I'm going to have to get my little electronic, the gadget out. But the last verse I wanted to share with you was 2 Corinthians 13:14. And I like the way that the Message says it. I know it's a Toys R Us version, but I still like the way the Message says it. So, just bear with me. I'm sorry, guys. I wish I could remember these better, but 13:14, and the Message says, it's just beautiful. Oh, don't tell me. Well, there it is. It says, the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. You know, when you think about it, Jesus' grace is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing doesn't even do justice to what His grace is. God's love is so extravagant. The word extravagant doesn't even do justice to what His love is. The Holy Spirit's intimate friendship is hard to do without. And I hope each and every one of you can experience those three tonight. Thank you.